Welcome to today's meditation. Before we start the meditation, I want to speak a bit about going with the flow. And I'll be speaking for about 5 minutes. So if you want to go straight into the meditation, just go forward to about 5 minutes into this recording. So let me begin with a quote by Lao Tzu. Life is a series of natural and spontaneous changes. Don't resist them. That only creates sorrow. Let reality be reality. Let things flow naturally forward in whatever way they like. So how often do we ignore reality? And go with the flow has become a very popular phrase. It means non-resistance, which encourages you to flow with life as if you're flowing on a river. And go with the flow is such a simple, short, and sweet statement. However, there are some pitfalls in this mantra. Like many spiritual principles, the idea contains an apparent contradiction. And because of this, we might interpret the principle as let life happen without using your willpower. It's quite easy to see go with the flow as a call to inactivity, inaction, or even laziness, waiting for things to fall into your lap, or making the choice not to make a choice. But that's not what the spiritual principle of going with the flow is about. Our subconscious mind likes a sense of equilibrium. It prefers experiences that are familiar, pleasant, and comfortable. And when its sense of equilibrium is threatened, we unconsciously might choose to stay with what is familiar, even if a part of us knows it's not good for us. And it's often quite easy to trick the mind into confusing going with the flow with maintaining the status quo of things. For example, if you're confronted with a situation or a person's actions that are not acceptable, but you're hesitating to take action. An example would be if you're dealing with somebody passive-aggressive, someone who's making rude, disrespectful, or hurtful comments about you, and then disguising it as humor, as people often do. Oh, I'm just kidding. Have a sense of humor. So your sense of equilibrium may tell you to be silent about it instead of risking a fight. You may feel some physical response, perhaps some tension in your body somewhere, in your solar plexus perhaps, or in the throat chakra, that prevents you from claiming your power and speaking up, speaking your truth. But your body is actually telling you that you're not really going with the flow, but you're avoiding to unsettle the status quo. And if we want to stay happy, healthy, and true to ourselves, we need to listen to our intuition. So let's say you listen to your intuition in this situation and you speak up calmly and assertively to this person, and suddenly your throat chakra clears up or your solar plexus settles down. You notice a sudden freedom, a greater flow, and an increased ability to embrace life's experiences as life unfolds. In this example, you might have thought that going with the flow was about accepting the inappropriate comments or behavior, just ignoring them. But after exercising your assertiveness skills, you realized that acceptance meant accepting the experience and letting go of the hurt, but not of the lesson this person has taught you. You can accept the experience, you can forgive them for hurting you, but the lesson that they're teaching you is important. It's about following the call to action that the comments were inviting. You truly went with the flow by doing that. This person's job was to teach you something about self-respect. And you might even want to thank them for the lesson. And meditation can help us to learn to go more with the flow. It gives us the clarity to see why certain doors or paths have been closed for us. That usually happens when we're not supposed to be in a certain place, be that a particular job or a certain relationship, when we're meant to be somewhere or somebody different. It shows us new doors to knock on or doors that have already started to open for us. It also helps us understand where our fear of change has tricked us into believing it is best to keep the peace, keep the status quo of a situation, even if a sacrifice being authentic. It helps us decide how to move forward, go with the flow to get to where we really want to go, be who we really want to be. So let's begin now. Close your eyes and relax. And we're going to begin with some deep belly breathing. With each inhale, allow your belly to come out. And on the exhale, your belly is becoming smaller. Breathe in relaxation. Exhale all stresses, tensions, worries. Breathe in peace. Let go of all struggles. And again, breathe in deeply, calm, and exhale everything that you don't want, don't need right now. Become aware of Mother Earth's grounding energy underneath your feet. And imagine that you can draw that grounding earth energy, that nurturing, nourishing energy up through the bottom of your feet, up your legs, up your spine. You're bringing it all the way into your heart. Become aware of the sky above your head and draw that sky energy down through the top of your head. Bring it all the way into your heart. And then allow both at the same time, the grounding energy is coming up, the sky energy is coming down, and they're both meeting in your heart. The meditative journey today will take you into nature, floating on a stream, giving yourself permission to go with the flow of that little stream, and then going deeper and deeper relaxed to a peaceful place inside, contemplating going with the flow in your life. And each time you meditate, you can let go of your fears more and more. And each time you go into the journey of your mind, you will find that it's easier and easier to go deeper and deeper, easier and quicker to find that total relaxation that comes, that place inside that allows you to go with the flow of life. So I would like you to imagine yourself outside now, at the top of a hill. It's a warm summer breeze, perhaps a few tiny clouds above your head in the blue sky. It's not too cool, not too warm. The temperature is just perfect, just the way you like it. If you want, you could be barefoot in the cool grass, feeling the soft summer breeze, hearing the rustle of the wind. And you're going to just allow your conscious thoughts and worries to float in now. Just let them float in. And then take your thoughts and worries and place them in a little basket right to the left of you. All your worries and thoughts can wait right here in the little basket on your left-hand side. You can get them back later. And standing at the top of the hill, now begin to walk down the hill, walking down in your own time to the bottom of the hill, far, far down. And as you walk down one step at a time, slowly, your body relaxes more and more with each step, and you go deeper and deeper into your own mind. Each step brings you deeper and deeper into your own inner awareness, in your own time. Feeling lighter and more relaxed with each step, almost halfway down now. Perhaps you feel like you're floating above the grass, barely touching the ground, and becoming aware of only yourself in your relaxed state and how deeply relaxed you have become. Just walk yourself down the hill in your own time, your mind and your body becoming one. No more need to think. Nobody wants anything. Nobody needs anything. All there is to do is to walk down the hill and become more and more relaxed. Just be aware of yourself and your beautiful, calm, natural surroundings. And when you reach the bottom of the hill, You can sit or lie down for a moment, and you can enjoy how light you feel, how relaxed you feel, and how peaceful you feel. Notice how when you become aware of the sky, it is so bright and blue, the air is warm, and you're light, almost weightless. Then you become aware of the small stream nearby. And as you approach the stream, you hear the sounds of sparkling clean water. It's peaceful and playful and inviting. And there in front of you in the water is a big floating device. You step on the big floating device and you notice that it won't sink. It floats with you on top of it. You're safe, so safe. And you are on the water. And you allow it to carry you away. You're going slowly down the river, safe and floating, fun and exciting. You have stepped onto the device like you've stepped into this life. The river symbolizes your journey through life. And you're excited to be with the water, on top of the river flowing on and on. Let yourself be carried as you go deeper and deeper into your own mind. Let yourself go. Allow yourself to go. And as you're floating on this stream, feeling so safe, so comfortable, muse about your life, your past, your present, your future. Realize that you cannot control everything. It's okay not to always be in control. You have the wisdom to know what to control in your life and when to let go of control. So where in your life would it feel good to let go of control? And as you imagine letting go of control in that particular situation, feel the freedom of that letting go. Allow yourself to become more aware when you can go with the flow. And also what keeps you from going with the flow in different situations. Remember to keep breathing and to get perspective. You can zoom out in your mind's eye, like watching a movie or like a bird looking down from the sky. Look down at your life and at what's going on. Where can you let go of control and go more with the flow? And as you go with the flow of the water, with the flow of life, you're entering into that peaceful place in your mind, knowing that all is well. Letting go, allowing yourself to find that deep place within yourself where healing and learning takes place, in the calmest tranquility of your mind. And be compassionate with yourself. Going with the flow is practicing and taking baby steps, getting better and better every day. Think about a situation that upsets you and find something to laugh about. Laugh about the situation you found yourself in or you got yourself into. Notice how humorous it really is in some ways. And while you keep musing about going with the flow, let yourself be, just be. Float in a weightless state of peaceful warm water, surrounded by the beautiful nature. Look up at the tall and beautiful trees above, greeting you with kindness and forgiveness, letting you know that you are safe. So safe. Safe to go with the flow of life. Realize that you cannot control others, but you can control how you feel. Allow others to learn their own lessons and live your own life as an authentic human being, walking and speaking your truth. Accept change and imperfection. Change is part of life. Imperfection is part of life. Chaos is a part of life. So enjoy life as a flow of change, chaos, and the beauty of it all. Give yourself permission to see the world as beautiful the way it is, with all the change and chaos. The world is completely perfect in its chaos mess, including all the pain and sadness. Because white does not exist without black, light cannot be without darkness, and chaos always precedes something new, something better. Out of chaos, something new is born. Breathe in the sweet smell of the beautiful trees alongside the stream, cleansing you with their energy, infusing you with healing and wisdom. Just enjoy the peace and harmony of this moment. Just relax and wait. Continue to drift and dream for just a bit longer. And when you're ready, come back with the intention to be more aware of going with the flow in your life. Give yourself permission to follow your intuition and go with the flow.